Chapter 3, The Crisis Papers and a Fading Army. If common sense helped move Americans toward independence, the American crisis papers helped keep some of them from giving up once war grew harder. By late 1776, the Revolution was in serious trouble. Washington's army had suffered defeats, enlistments were running out, morale was low. Under those conditions, patriotic language could start to feel thin. Payne answered with urgency. The first crisis paper appeared on December 19, 1776. Its opening line became one of the best-known sentences of the Revolution. "These are the times that try men's souls." The line survived because it was true. Payne was not writing during triumph. He was writing during fear. That is one reason the passage hit so hard. Britannica records that Washington thought enough of it to have it read to the troops. Mount Vernon connects it directly to the moment before Trenton. Whether every soldier felt transformed is impossible to know, but the broader fact is clear. Payne's writing became part of wartime endurance. This is what makes him unusual. Many pamphleteers can stir anger before a war begins. Fewer can write in a way that steadies people when the cause looks close to collapse. Payne managed both. He gave the Revolution words for separation and words for survival. He did not stay entirely outside public action either. He served for a time as an aide to Nathanael Greene and worked with radicals in Pennsylvania politics. But his deepest contribution remained literary and political. He kept telling Americans what their struggle meant and why retreat into comfort would cost them more than hardship in the field. At his best, Payne made moral courage sound practical. He insisted that liberty was expensive, difficult, and still worth the price. That idea fit the actual war better than easy optimism would have. The Revolution dragged on. Men deserted. Supplies failed. Armies froze. Payne's usefulness came partly from refusing to hide that reality. Yet the same sharpness that made him useful in crisis would later make him troublesome in peace. He was not built for quiet gratitude or careful silence. Thomas Paine could move a public because he did not know how to think small.